You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in Dubai for the Propellum Show. This man needs no introduction, Roy Jones Jr. Roy, you're in Dubai.
Huh?
You're in Dubai.
Yeah, I'm in Dubai. I love Dubai, love the atmosphere, love the boxing atmosphere. So glad to be with all the great people I know here, all the great friends, MTK, Wolf, yourself, everybody makes me feel at home, so I'm really enjoying myself.
You're looking forward to the show, obviously the show headlined by Sonny Edwards, who's defending his world title tonight. How much, you seen much of Sonny Edwards, Roy?
I haven't seen a lot of him. I saw a few previews of him, but I like what I see so far, so that's why I'm here to check him out in person and see what he really has.
Roy, we know, obviously, you were meant to actually be in Cardiff tonight for Chris Eubank's fight with Liam Williams. We know Liam Williams' fight with Chris Eubank now is on the 28th or 9th, I believe, of January, so a little bit more time to prepare.
Yes, a little bit more time to prepare. I'm glad because I want him to have more time to prepare. So I'm so glad to have it and have it on the 29th because that gives us much more time, give me more time to spend with Chris.
Liam Williams has just announced he's changed trainers and now joining Adam Booth, obviously formerly of boxers like David Haye and George Groves. Is that going to make any kind of difference to the outcome in your opinion?
No, it doesn't make a difference in the outcome in my opinion because, truthfully speaking, yes, you can change trainers. And our trainers do make fights, but the truth of the matter is that you can't give a guy heart, and you can't give him the want. He has to have heart and desire his own self. So no matter what trainer you bring in, you gotta have a horse that wants it. If you don't want it, the trainer can't make him want it.
Roy, you know I like to ask you about upcoming boxing events. Obviously, we know there's an interesting heavyweight situation going on. Tyson Fury's been mandated to fight Dillian White now. Which has been kind of maybe a little bit long overdue, but what do you think about that now? Tyson Fury having to fight Dillian White.
I think that's one of the most beautiful things that could have ever happened to the sport of boxing, especially the heavyweight division right now. Fights like that are fights we want to see. Classic boxers versus classic punchers. Dillian White is definitely a puncher. Fury is definitely a classic boxer who also can punch. So it makes for a very interesting night.
We know there was talk about Joshua potentially stepping aside to allow a fight between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk. Joshua looked to be considering that option if the terms were right for him. I mean, what do you make of that situation? It's not going to happen now by the looks of it, but Joshua was potentially looking, if the terms were right, to maybe step aside from fighting Alexander Usyk in the rematch.
It's kind of hard to hear what you're saying because of the talk, but if you tell me that they're paying to step aside, I think it's a good thing for Joshua if he's looking to buy more time to better himself. That's a good thing. If he's not looking to buy more time to better himself, it's not a good thing because if Usyk happens to go and beat Fury, Usyk's going to be even more confident than he was last time, which is going to make him even harder to beat. So sometimes step aside money ain't the best thing. For a guy like Joshua, the money reason has nothing to do with it. He doesn't need the money. But if he's doing it to allow himself to better himself, it's a very smart idea.
We spoke the morning after the fight with Alexander Usyk. We're looking at possibly March next year where the rematch will take place. There's talk of a potential new trainer maybe for Joshua. I mean, what does he have to do to make sure that he gets the better of Alexander Usyk in that rematch?
What he'd have to do is be smarter, start faster, to me. If he started faster, if he started faster that fight, I think he'd won the fight because it ain't like he got wiped out totally. It's just that he waited too long before he started. When he got started, he won a lot of rounds, but he started too late. He gave the first 3 rounds away. You can't do that against a fighter like Usyk. He's basically a boxer. He's not looking to knock you out. He's looking to outbox you, outpoint you. If you give him the first 3 rounds, he's won the fight already. All he got to do is survive and win one here and there, and he's good. And that's what happened.
There's a lot that needs to happen. Obviously, it's very unclear at the moment. But, I mean, the heavyweight division is more thriving now than it has been for many years. There's a lot of good potential fights out there.
Big fights out there. I mean, you could put Wilder in the ring with anybody, it's a good fight. And you can put Andy Ruiz in with anybody, it's pretty much a good fight. You put a lot of guys together and make for good fights. So what I like best about the whole thing is that the two champions, the two major champions, are both boxer punchers. They're not the best punchers, but they're pretty good daggone boxers who can punch enough. So I love that because usually the heavyweight division is filled with punchers. Now we have punchers and boxers, which make for a lot of awesome fights.
Yeah, a lot of exciting fights coming up. Obviously, we're closing into Christmas now. But, yeah, for you, next, you'll be in Wales with Eubank when he is preparing for this fight with Liam Williams.
Yes, that'll be my next stop. I can't wait to get back over there to get him prepared, to get him started. It's like, for me, every time I have to go to a training camp, is how much more can I teach him, you know? And that's why I love doing the teaching. So.
Roy, we'll let you crack on with the rest of your night. Hope you're well. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll be catching up with each other again soon in the next few days as well. There's a lot of big things happening here in Dubai.
You better believe it, and we're trying to be a part of it. That's why I'm here. So thank you, my brother.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.